Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Mix 94.7.
Why did they get ghosted? We'll find out now with Booker, Alex, and Sarah's Waiting by the Phone.
Crazy how there is a never-ending supply of people looking for answers after a seemingly great date, only to be ghosted. And here we are again to step up and help out.
Let's
Justin!
Hi!
What's up, man?
Hey, good morning. Thanks for helping me out here, guys.
Yeah, Justin, we're going to do our best, but we just need to know the backstory. So fill us in.
Yeah, so long story short, my girlfriend, Maura, and I broke up after 3 years recently. We decided to go the friends route. You know, we've known each other for 3 years, and, you know, we care about each other, so we decided we try to still be friends after having broken up. And, you know, we broke up about a month ago now, and everything was going well. You know, we remained in touch. It didn't seem super awkward. And then this last week, I don't know, she just hasn't returned any of my calls. She stopped returning my texts.
You think she started dating someone else and just feels like it's inappropriate to talk to her ex?
Well, if that's what happened, I feel like I would hope she would just tell me that.
Oh, yeah, she should.
Because you're friends now, and you've known each other for 3 years. You should give
a heads up. Yeah, this is interesting. Normally, we get people who have, you know, just started dating, but...
Right, never a ghosting like a...
This is like a serious relationship ghosting.
Wow.
Yeah, and it just kind of sucks because, you know, we've known each other this long, and I just don't expect her to cut the cord like that. You know, we decided not to cut the cord like that. So,
right.
I don't know what's going on.
All right, well, let's give her a ring. See if she'll talk to us.
Hello.
Hi, good morning, Maura. It's Booker, Alex, and Sarah. We're calling with the radio station, Mix 94.7, in our segment called Waiting by the Phone. This is going to be an unusual call, but I want to let you know that Justin is on the phone because this is what we do, try to help out people who haven't heard from someone. And this is an unusual situation
right.
Because of your history, but he's concerned that, and he's on the phone so he can hear and talk. What he told us was that although things didn't quite work out in your relationship, he still admires and respects and very much cares for you and has wondered why he hasn't heard from you.
Yeah, I mean, I was open to being friends, you know, but I don't know if it ever actually, like, works, but I was open to it. But I learned from a mutual friend that he had sex with some random girl just 3 days after we broke up. And I'm sorry, but I was literally like crying. I couldn't get out of bed. I couldn't eat. And he's just... Oh, sorry. Can I curse? Sorry.
Oh, yeah, it's okay. I bleeped you out.
We got you.
He's just like... some random girl and
you
like,
have to do it twice.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, more work for us than you.
I got you.
All
yeah,
right,
yeah.
Right.
I get it.
Obviously she's upset.
But it was after you broke up, just to be clear?
Yeah, I mean, I know we were broken up.
Uh-huh.
Like, so technically he can do whatever he wants, but like as my friend, that hurt me a lot.
So do you think there should have been a longer grace period?
Yeah, like did our relationship really mean so little to
exactly.
him? Like it just didn't mean anything? So I'm removing myself from the situation.
You are putting up boundaries and that's it. You put up a boundary. It was too much for you and that's okay.
Guys, we've created this whole thing without even talking to Justin.
Oh, he already hung up. He's long gone.
Justin, what do you have to say about this? I mean, not that you owe us
no.
an explanation. We're just trying to help you here.
Yeah, listen, I thought I was doing the right thing by not telling you that that happened with this other girl. You know, I didn't want your feelings to get hurt. So as your friend now, I didn't tell you about that because I knew it would hurt you. And yeah, that happened, but I thought I was doing the right thing by not letting you know.
Yeah, but I'm not saying you were doing the wrong or right thing. That's the whole point. I'm not, there is no wrong or right thing. The point is I can't be in a friendship like this right now.
Yeah.
Because it's still too fresh. There is no wrong or right. I appreciate you not telling me, but I can't have you in my life right now. I'm sorry that that hurts you, but it's not possible for me.
Okay, well, I just want to say, you know, we were broken up, so I didn't think I was doing anything wrong by doing that, and I didn't.
She gets it.
You're not listening. You're not listening.
No, wait, bro, dude's going in circles. We go in circles, man.
Hey, look, I could tell you this as someone that is friends with quite a few of my exes. I'm on great terms with quite a few of them, most of them, actually. But it wasn't like that in the beginning.
No,
it takes time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's not up to you, it's up to them.
That's right. And maybe you'll get to the point where you two are friends again, but it's going to be entirely when Mara is comfortable.
Amen.
I don't care who it is. It's real hard to just shift within a day if you've been with somebody for a long time.
Of course.
To just shift, no matter how much you guys want to be friends, no matter what.
Yeah.
That's just impossible.
Breakups are never meant to be
you're
easy.
You're still going to revert back to those older feelings.
Absolutely.
That's right. Well, listen, just know this. Justin deeply cares about you. Obviously, you're a great woman, Mara. And thank you for talking to us.
Yeah.
So now he understands. And I'm sure we'll give you the space and time that you need to heal. And hopefully at some point, you'll be willing to come back around into his life. Because I think, Justin, what I'm hearing is that you would very much like that, right?
Yeah, no, I want to get to that point. And I just want to say I'm sorry that I hurt your feelings. And I respect you wanting distance. I wish you had just told me that because you ghosted on me. And that also doesn't feel good. So you have to know that as well.
All right. Very good. Well, thank you. And good luck to you both.
Oh, look at this. Wow.
I love it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.